Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Hour 2. We're out in beautiful Las Vegas for what's going to be a very, very, very busy week. Very, very busy week this week. That's what we're doing out in Vegas for the week. So we're going to be there. Oh, boy. We're here today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's a travel day back. And believe it or not, I believe I will be back in time for another live broadcast on Friday. I'll keep you posted on that throughout the week. Let's move to other stories. Some of these are related to Virginia, but some of these are different. You know, for example, we're talking about Northam. We hear in the previous hour, I was discussing, you know, the extremists that the governor is pointing towards, I should say, in Virginia. Well, they've been calling the NRA and you extremists for years. You're an extremist gun wacko. The NRA made a comment which I thought was just absolutely brilliant, but we have to analyze it a little bit deeper. Going back, I was reminded of this during the top of the hour break, so I wanted to go into this. Going back to the previous hour when we were talking about peaceful rallies and the governor setting this up for the what is probably going to inevitably be, well, it's not probably, they've already done it. They might as well have just called you racist right out of the box, right? Nothing has to happen. They've already made the insinuation. That's what beaten socialists do when that's all they have left. But Northam made a comment when he was asked, because you go back on Monday the 13th last week. What did we have? The NRA held a rally. NRA was having people come in to line up to lobby, and they had just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds deep. On January 15th, was it January 15th? It was during that he was asked about the 13th and the NRA members that were there. And here's what he said. He said he thanked them, quote, for being, and I use his word, peaceful. As if you're an NRA member, you have to be thanked for being peaceful. So that makes my point of what he thinks about you and why he's saying what he's saying and making the statements and declaring emergencies, because he thanked NRA members for being peaceful while they were there lobbying. Peaceful. Thank you for being peaceful. The National Rifle Association came out and said, hey, Governor, keep your platitudes, we'll keep our gun rights. In other words, shut the hell up. You're not taking anything from us. That tells you pretty much, doesn't just that one, thanking people for being peaceful. Does he say that to every town for gun safety and Moms Demand Action? Well, I want to thank them for being peaceful. So now you know. I don't think anything else needs to be added to that. That pretty much says it all. Thanks for being peaceful. Gun owners, thanks for being peaceful. You know, but we could, there's another way we could look at that. It might mean the governor understands the meaning of the Second Amendment a little bit better than we're giving him credit for, which is exactly why they want to abolish it. You see, we could go really deep with this. I know you guys are really ticked off at me. I know that I told you I was going to take your guns. We all know that's what we as Democrats, socialists in America want to do. We want to confiscate your guns. Whew. So thanks for being peaceful while you were here. That we could be looking at it that way too, right? Maybe that's the way Northam sees it. Man, oh man. Whew. 150,000 people there with guns. I'm sure glad they were peaceful. Yeah, you ought to be. Start banging on doors. There's a lot of different roads we could go down, isn't there? A lot of different roads we could go down with that. Is the governor smarter than we're giving him credit for? Look, let me make this very clear to you. Every single socialist wanting to take your guns wants to take your guns for a reason. I ask that question every single time I mention confiscation. And I've said it on multiple radio shows, national programs across the country. I ask every host to ask themselves. I ask everybody tuned in the same question I'm going to ask you now. What is it specifically? What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? What is it? You can answer that yourself. You might know the answer to that. I'd like to think we don't know the answer to that. I'd like to think it's just a sheer hatred of guns, but I'm afraid it's deeper than that. I'm afraid it's deeper than that. Do you know who Eminem is? Remember Eminem? I didn't know Eminem was still around. First of all, white rappers who call themselves names like this that are aging, I don't really care about. Do you? Couldn't care less. Couldn't care about rap anyway. But if you want to listen to rap, listen to rap. I don't care. It's beautiful about America. You can listen to whatever you want. It doesn't float my boat. There are some tunes I do like. I guess I could go all the way back years, but I won't embarrass myself. Eminem gun control music video urges viewers to change gun laws and register to vote. Remember, what's important about this is Eminem raps for years. He's been rapping about gun violence and hoods and all, you know, is this lost on you? The irony here? Does Eminem really think we care? What's his real name? Mathers? His real name is Mathers? Last name Mathers, right? Does anybody think we care what he has to say? Well, A.W.R. Hawkins and all of his brilliance and wisdom. Oh, by the way, the album on Friday that was released just 2 days ago, Music to be Murdered By, which features the song Darkness, which pushes hard for gun control. The video encourages viewers to register to vote for candidates who will subvert the Second Amendment. Those are A.W.R. Hawkins' words. A.W.R. Hawkins will be in front of these microphones. I'm not set up in Vegas yet, but when I will be tomorrow, it's going to be really cool. I'll put pictures up for you. Darkness is the song, pushing hard for gun control, encouraging viewers of the video to subvert the Second Amendment. Music to be murdered by. Here's some of the lyrics to the song Darkness. Now I'm staring at the room service menu off a benzo. I can hear the music continue to crescendo. I can see the whole blanking venue from my window. That's when you know your satellite radio moment, word O. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because I keep peeking out the curtain from the hotel. The music is so loud. But it's almost as though I don't hear no sound. This all makes, isn't this like so philosophical? I mean, aren't you sitting back going, wow, Eminem, this guy had no idea. This guy was such a poet. Did you know that? Wow. I mean, I'm looking at this going, holy, I got to change my whole outlook on life now. Eminem, this guy's some kind of god. About to snap and go blank and wacko at any second. About to cancel the show just as fans below rush the entrance. Plan is to go wreck blank. Cameras in all directions. Hello, darkness, my old friend. The press is about to go ape blank. Bananas on all the networks. Commando with extra clips. I got ammo for all the hecklers. I'm armed to the teeth. Another Valium. Fall off the bed. Hit the ground and crawl to the dresser. Alcohol on my breath as I reach for the scope. I'm blacking out. I'm all out of meds. With them. Wow, this guy is just a master wordsmith. The prose, isn't it? Now it's just the magazine sprawled out on the floor. Blank the media. I ain't going out all this. This is war. And he's got a video out there. Obviously, you heard from the lyrics that I can't tell you whatever else he had to say. But he's pleading for gun control. There are scenes from mass shootings. He asks, when will this end? When enough people care? Register to vote. Make your voice heard and help change gun laws in America. I'm with you on this. I know what you're thinking right now. We think like we're like-minded. A.W.R. Hawkins reminds us that Eminem, and I quote now, has openly promoted gun use, oftentimes advocating murder and depictions of violence with firearms. his political performance of Nowhere Fast at the 2018 iHeartRadio Music Awards. The Detroit native rapped, "Gun owners clutching their loaded weapons. They love their guns more than our children." Oh, he has, I can't even go any farther into this because the language is so bad. But I just thought you might want to know that we're probably going to be defeated soon. Our agenda will be defeated because Eminem has now come out in favor of gun control. Be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Round two, segment two. In Vegas for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show all week this week. We're going to have a blast together. Make sure you don't miss any of the programs. If you do miss them live, make sure to go to the podcast at armedamericanradio.com. If you want to join hundreds of other like-minded individuals, by the way, the premium content section at Armed American Radio, you can now join and become a member of Armed American Radio on the website. Wow, we're having a lot of fun together over there. It's only $7.95 a month, and you can join. You can cancel at any time, but you won't want to. I can promise you that. We haven't had one cancellation so far. That's huge. Videos are now going up. So it's only going to get better and better and better and better and bigger and bigger and bigger. You can get in on the ground floor, armedamericanradio.com. Just click join now. It's $7.95 a month. What do you get to hear? Private conversations. I had a private conversation with AWR Hawkins the other day, the likes of which you'll never hear unless you're a premium subscriber. Private conversations, some of my other radio interviews on places you can't get them, where I'm a guest on some of these shows, and conversations from me about what's going on in an almost after the show format where I am unconstrained by the FCC. It's nothing, you know, it's not vulgarity, anything like that. It's just, I don't have to worry about it. I can say what I want to say freely and not have to worry about, you know, I can get a little bit more honest with you over there. And I think you'll like it. You also get access to a premium email directly to me. I answer every single email. If you're a premium subscriber, if you send me an email, it's coming off to you. Somebody the other day asked me if I would send their son a congratulatory letter on achieving Eagle Scout and getting his marksmanship. And I said, absolutely, 100%. I sent his son a letter over. These are the things that we have going on. The conversation is very real, and we're talking about some fun stuff. Join Armed American Radio, $7.95 a month. You can go over and become a premium subscriber and have instant access to everything. It's dirt cheap. The value is huge. Okay. Boy. Now, I just knew. In fact, I was a little bit surprised that Trump didn't weigh in on the shenanigans in Virginia earlier than he did. Our friend Dan Zimmerman over at The Truth About Guns today put up a piece that I really, really liked. Trump had said this a couple days ago. But it wasn't really getting legs. It's starting to now. But he's jumped on the Virginia gun control push. And he's on our team on this, thank God. And he's very, very well aware of what VCDL is doing. He tweeted out yesterday, your Second Amendment, was it yesterday? Was it the 18th? Yeah, okay. This came out on the 18th. Came out on Saturday. He tweeted on Friday the 17th. Make sure I got the dates right for you. Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take your guns away. Republicans will win Virginia in 2020. Thanks, Dems. Patrick Hope. I'm the chair of the Virginia House Public Safety Committee, the committee he is referring. We will be bringing sensible gun violence prevention laws to Virginia. The voters have spoken, is what he said. I'm the chair of the Virginia. Now, this is an in-your-face Democrat socialist who apparently isn't paying any attention because the people did not speak. The people are speaking now. 96% of the state is speaking and telling you to go to hell. That's what's happening. But socialists ignore that. The people didn't speak. Turnout was less than 40%. Less than 40%. Pathetic. But Trump is right. This is what happens. This is what happens. Three or four major counties in Virginia are now going to run roughshod over the rest of the state. Virginia will fall. Virginia will come back to Republican, and Democrats will never see the light of day again in Virginia for a very, very long time. But listen to the arrogance. I'm the chair of the Virginia House Public Safety Committee, the committee he is referring. We will, in capital bold letters, be bringing sensible gun violence prevention laws to Virginia. The voters have spoken. Thank you. So they're claiming a mandate. But that's what you have. Trump is 100% correct. It's great, though, to see him talk about that. Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take your guns away. And Patrick Hope, you'll notice, didn't disagree with that sentiment, did he? Because would you have liked to see nobody's trying to take your guns away, Mr. Trump, in a condescending Democrat, I'm full of crap way, because we all know, because Beto said they were and nobody denied it. The whole country knows now we're a bunch of confiscators. He didn't deny it, did he? He said we will be bringing sensible gun violence prevention, which is confiscation in their eyes. You can't ignore what these people are saying. You simply cannot ignore what they are telling you. They are telling you this. They're not denying it. But I'll tell you what's interesting. Some of the comments below. People talk about civil war. Let's go there. Could it happen in America again? Civil war is not only inevitable, but it's coming now, says one writer. Between Virginia and the phony Trump impeachment, the Stalinist Democrats have pushed too far. Sanders people talking about gulags and shooting Trump supporters. Now, I don't know what that's referring to. But it's the mere fact that that conversation is even being had should ruffle your feathers, scare the bejesus out of you, and make you want to get off your back, get off your duff, and do something about it. Because Trump was 100% correct. What we're witnessing is how far will that, not just Virginia, this is the fascinating open window we have, but the overall question we've been asking ourselves for years is how far are they willing to push you? How far are they willing to push me? How far are they willing to go? We're getting the opportunity to see that in Virginia right now today. How far are they willing to push you? There are millions of Americans in this country who have had enough, absolutely had enough. Philip Van Cleve in Virginia has made it very clear, we're not interested in playing games with this anymore. We're not going to enforce your laws. Now, Philip didn't say that they weren't going to abide by any laws. Let me rephrase that. But the point that I'm getting at is there will be civil disobedience. It's going to happen on a massive scale. And for years, I've asked the question, or made the statement, I should say, is a better way to phrase it. But I've said many times over the years, at some point in time, good, decent, hardworking Americans, men, women of all colors, of all socioeconomic backgrounds, are going to be forced by the socialists to have to make a very difficult decision one day, one they never thought they'd have to make as an American citizen ever. In their lives, did they ever think they would be pushed so far by a radical, out-of-control party, a political party, that they were going to be forced to make a decision? I got a lot of emails about that over the years. What is it you're saying? What I'm saying is, I don't know what decision it's going to be. What I'm telling you is that the Dems are pushing so far, so hard, that they're going to force you into a corner. That at one point, whatever the issue is going to be, we all know it's Second Amendment issue here on Armed American Radio. So we'll stay focused to that. But it might be a different issue for you. Could be something, could be taxes. At what point in time are you going to say, I'm done. I've had enough. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast studios today with you in Las Vegas. Here's what we're going to do. Time is such a crunch. Traveling throughout the day today. Not enough time to get everything done for you. Too many people traveling to want to even bother somebody to make a phone call. Couldn't do the program live, so we taped it a little bit early for you. And we're just simply not going to have enough time to get everything to the network for you. So we're going to run a third hour. We're going to do an encore presentation. And I don't know which one yet. I'll be picking that momentarily. But just so you know that, we're going to have some fun in the third hour with doing one of those great programs. Maybe I'll throw a Daily Defense in from last week, I think might be a good idea. How about that? Yeah, let's talk about that. Sean and I'll decide that in a minute. Missouri bills criminalizing firearm safety. Now, in the previous segment, I said at some point in time, you're going to be forced to make a terrible decision, one you never thought you'd have to make as a free American citizen, man or woman. Doesn't matter. Age, color, religion, socioeconomic background, doesn't matter. As an American citizen, the Socialist Party in this country is pushing you. They're pushing you to the brink. You're standing on the precipice. You're right there. It's going to happen. You're going to be forced to have to make some terrible decisions down the road. Let me give you an example. There are two bills in Missouri right now today. Two bills in Missouri, a very, very gun-friendly state, that require universal background check compliance. And both of the bills require a federally licensed dealer for all firearms transactions, period, transfers, purchases, anything. If someone else touches your firearm and you don't take them, I mean literally just touches it, a handoff, you're a criminal under this legislation in the state of Missouri. Now, I'm reminding you, it hasn't passed. These are bills. This is an example of what I'm talking about. We're going to go through this. I'm going to explain this to you and give you some examples of what it means, and then you'll know what I'm talking about making terrible decisions. State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove. That's her name. I kid you not. Ashley Bland Manlove. Yeah, that's her name. And State Representative Greg Razor. Do we know anything about these people? We do know a little bit about them. Ashley Bland Manlove, that's, I kid you not, is a socialist member of the Missouri General Assembly. She represents the state's 26th House District. Missouri's Greg Razor is elected to the Missouri House. He's been there since 2016. He's a Democrat. That means he's a socialist. And he represents the 25th district. So these two are neighbors, if you will. What are they trying to do? What do the bills want to force down your throat because of Ashley Bland Manlove and her desire to somehow stop crime? We're going to go through this, and I'm going to explain it to you. Then you're going to see what type of decision I'm referring to that you're going to eventually be forced to make if these socialists, and that's what they are. I don't even bother calling them Democrats anymore. They're not. They're socialists. Greg Razor is a socialist. Ashley Bland Manlove is a socialist. If you've got a D by your name now, face it. And if you don't think you're a socialist, leave the party, pound, walk away. Do it for the safety, or for the sake, I should say, of your children. In this case, safety of your family and for the sake of your nation, and knock it off. There's no place for socialism in America. And yes, you're a socialist. House Bill 1529 and 1676 would require, get this, two sportsmen. You're out in the field. You're duck hunting. You're rabbit hunting. You're deer hunting. I don't care what it is. But if you were to even temporarily loan your hunting partner a firearm in the field for hunting purposes, even handing the gun over momentarily, which is what you're supposed to do, say, for example, if you're climbing a fence or stepping over some type of obstacle where you're out in the field, you are committing a crime. I kid you not. To hand your gun to someone who is not you is committing a crime, even momentarily. You cannot make this stuff up. It would allow both of these bills, identical, get this, would allow family firearm transfers without a licensed dealer. Oh, thanks very much, Mr. and Mrs. Manlove and Razor, socialists. Thanks for that. Thanks for allowing me to teach my son how to fire a gun safely and efficiently. Thanks for allowing me to do that without having to get a badge. Thanks for allowing me to have my wife learn firearm safety, real safety, not gun control like you socialists want to cloak it as. Thanks for letting me do that. Whether it be let me go back to this. The bill fails to provide any exception for loaning firearms to non-family members. So you and Bob, your neighbor who you've hunted with for decades, are going hunting next weekend. He loves one of your shotguns. Nope. You got to take Bob to the dealer. And Bob has to get a background check passed for him to touch your gun in the field. So the Sportsman's Alliance is all over this, and I'm going to quote from them now. The language in HB 1529 and HB 1676 would make it unlawful for an experienced hunter to allow a friend to borrow a firearm for hunting or target shooting without first going through a licensed dealer even if the owner of the firearm is present. Here's what Jacob Hupp, the associate director of the state services at the Sportsman's Alliance, had to say. Essentially, what these bills do is make it unlawful to introduce non-family members to hunting or shooting sports. A bill like this does more harm than good because it creates yet another barrier for first-time and novice sportsmen and women to gain more experience afield before purchasing the right firearm for themselves. Do you think Ashley Bland, Man Love, Greg Razor, those two idiots, socialists, are concerned in the least bit about crime when they know this is what their bill does? Now let's talk briefly in the remaining 2 minutes of this segment about some of those terrible decisions that we talk about. Did you know? Now, this bill, I'm going to tell you right now, again, this is just a wild, educated guess from the host of Armed American Radio over nearly 12 years. Don't stand a chance in the great state of Missouri. But that's not the point, because like the window that we've been given into Virginia, which is a window to the nation, if the socialists at the head of this socialist party that Ashley Bland, Man Love, Greg Razor belong to gets their way, these are the things they'll do to you. Then you're going to be forced to make the decisions that on a local level, Missourians might have to be forced to make if Ashley Bland, Man Love, Greg Razor socialists that they are get their way in Missouri. Now, I don't see it happening. Been wrong many times before. Could be wrong about this. Don't think so, but could be. Again, it isn't the point. It's the window. What's the decision? You going to follow that law? You going to not hand your gun to Bob while you're hunting out in the field? At what point are you going to say, the hell with this? Hey, Bob, hold this. It's ridiculous. They don't have the moral authority to do it, yet they don't care. So now you're faced with a terrible decision because you've just committed a crime, which is abhorrent to law-abiding people to know that they just committed a crime. We don't want to commit crimes. The thought of the big house scares the crap out of us. That's why we're law-abiding people. I saw Scared Straight when I was a kid. Yes, I did. That place ain't for me. That stuff will keep you on the straight and narrow. My gosh. Now here you are at 55 years old, living a beautiful law-abiding life. Now you're a criminal because of Ashley Bland, Man Love, Greg Razor, socialists. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
This is the final segment of the second hour, and I'm going to close it with I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this whole piece. Maybe no more than 2 weeks ago, I talked with you about a bonehead. I mean, just an absolute bonehead. A lawmaker from Georgia, one of the worst areas in Atlanta, which makes it one of the worst areas in the state, period. Her name is State Senator Donzella James. I believe they called her Dunce, but I was using that moniker. I forget where it came from. And she says she believes in the right to bear arms. She absolutely believes in the right to bear arms. She says, I'm a gun carrier myself. But she's introduced a piece of legislation, SB 281, in the state of Georgia, where this host resides, that says, and I quote her, I'm only talking about those weapons that shoot multiple rounds. I'm not taking anyone's Second Amendment rights. In fact, I'm a gun carrier myself. She's filed a bill. Now, this is from the AJC. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is from CBS 46. Apparently, nobody at CBS 46 thought to ask her what the hell she's even talking about. Good heavens. You know, and this is why we wonder. We don't wonder. This is why the media gets it wrong so often. This is why they suck so bad at what they do when it comes to our right to bear arms. They believe anything they're told. SB 281 would make it illegal to possess or sell working automatic weapons. What's an automatic weapon? In her own words, she's only, and I'm quoting her, I am only talking about those weapons that shoot multiple rounds. My revolver shoots multiple rounds. What is this woman even talking about? And why isn't someone at CBS 46 saying to her, what the hell are you talking about? This woman is clueless. She's a state senator. Who pulls the lever for these people? Here's what she says. This is what she told CBS 46. It's a ban on all the automatic weapons if you are not law enforcement or you are not military. What is she talking about? When CBS was told that, why didn't they say, what are you talking about? Multiple rounds? What is she talking about, leaving Americans or Georgians at least with one-shot derringers? So a one-shot derringer isn't an all the automatic guns. This woman is clueless. She doesn't have any earthly idea what she speaks of. It also requires, by the way, all gun dealers in the state to chain and shackle and lock up all of your guns when the store is closed or move them all to a safe. You ever been in some gun stores in Georgia? You'd have to hire extra staff. It would take hours to get your display cases open and hours to put them away. In many cases, it probably turned some of the shops I've been into a 24-hour operation because of Duncella James. The stupidity that it takes to fall for this is indescribable to me. Because I know when she says it, there are people in her district that will cheer her. They will cheer her. When now she wants, I guess she doesn't call it here the gun show loophole, but we know what she's talking about. At gun sales, all gun sales. No, it says at gun sales and at gun and trade shows. That's what it says. CBS 46. Let me quote this. Let me get away from my notes over here. Hold on. Let me move my note. This is ridiculous. Let me go right to, where is it? Here it is. Here's an exact quote. The bill also requires all gun vendors to lock up and shackle all guns when their stores are closed. At gun sales and at gun and trade shows, sellers must use the national instant criminal background checks. What's a gun sale? Who allowed this to come through editing? The same moron that didn't say, what are you talking about? Or is it a different moron who didn't say to the reporter, why didn't you ask her what she's talking about? What are gun sales? On the other hand, there are equally passionate efforts to increase gun access. Did you hear this? Gun access. So obviously, this reporter, you see how this works? Of course you do. She just wants to do something good. She wants to end access to automatic weapons. Only if you're a police officer should you have automatic weapons. Well, I'm a gun carrier myself. I'm not taking away anybody's rights. Just those automatic guns. That's virtually every gun in existence because she doesn't know what the term automatic even means. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Forgive me. She said it's for all those guns that fire multiple rounds. Good Lord. State Representative Matt Gertler, he's a Republican, as well known here in the Peach State, that he is sick and tired of licensing, period. He's been very vocal about it for quite some time. And I'll quote him now. We don't think it's right or moral that Georgians would be charged a tax or fee to exercise a natural right of self-defense. If you are legally allowed to own a firearm, you should be legally allowed to carry that firearm in the state of Georgia without having to get a license for it. Now, Duncella James claims that she's getting death threats. You know, who knows? I don't know. I don't know. You don't believe, you know, half of what comes out of these people's mouths. Particularly when she doesn't want to get rid of all of everybody's Second Amendment rights. Just those automatic guns that shoot multiple rounds that no one asked her what the hell she's even talking about. But she did say this. I know it's going to be an uphill battle. Do you think? Trust me, lady, it's an uphill battle. You want to do yourself a favor? Get rid of your bill. You look and sound like an idiot. And quite frankly, you guys don't need any more of that on your side, frankly. She said it, and I quote her, you can't make this stuff up. At first I said, do I need to not put this bill in because they're going to try to hurt me because of it? But so many children are dying. Mothers are crying all over this nation. Such a good socialist. Because I'm so emotional, I'm going to file this bill that makes me a laughingstock in the state of Georgia because I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even understand what the terms mean. And the mainstream press doesn't ask me any questions. Therefore, whatever it is I'm saying must be right. And it's those gun nuts that are the problem, not me. What did she say? What, let me get back to my note here. What was her quote? I am only talking about those weapons that should that shoot multiple rounds. I'm not taking anyone's Second Amendment rights. In fact, I'm a gun carrier myself. What kind of gun are you carrying, lady? Wouldn't you love to know that? This woman doesn't have a clue. So that's how we, you know what was funny in the previous, so we heard from the brilliance and wisdom, the wordsmith, the master poet himself, Eminem, earlier. Idiot. Washed up idiot, too, by the way. We heard from, and I love this, Ashley Bland, man love, Greg Razor. I just put it all together. Ashley Bland, man love, socialist from the 26th District in Missouri. And Greg Razor, socialist representing the 25th District in Missouri. Yeah, I know. It is crazy, isn't it? That's what you got. The window is there. We see it. This is what they want for us. This is what they want to do to us. I've got a huge week for you out here in Vegas. Enjoy this encore presentation coming up so I can get everything to the network in time that you get this program today. Thanks for being a fan of Armed American Radio. I'll be out here all week for you. Reach out to me if you have any questions, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Join us, won't you? Become a member over at armedamericanradio.org or .com. Click join now. It's only $7.95 a month. Support all of our sponsors that make it possible for us to be out here, bringing you this huge wealth of information. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio from Vegas all week long.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.